without further ado, would you please welcome Ruthie Foster. Glad to be in town. We are in the middle of a tour, and you guys are our second show. We were in Cincinnati last night. We got one applause. Cincinnati. It's okay. Really, it's okay. So we are just in off the boat. We were on the blues cruise. Time hanging out with the likes of Tommy Castro and the Painkillers. I hear they're coming to town. I just heard that. Nice. Tell them we said hey. Be sure to come out. Tell them that we said hey. And Marsha. I see Marsha Ball's coming. That's my girl. She lives in my neighborhood. I'm still waiting for her to invite me over to her house. We've got a little mix of blues and soul and gospel for you this evening, and I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind. Yeah. Are you ready? Are you sure you're ready? I hear please say hello to Scotty Miller over here on the keys from Minneapolis. Sorry. And on the drums from Houston, Texas, Samantha Banks is here. From the Phantom Blues Band, Hall Blues Hall of Famer, Mr. Larry Fulcher. Oh my goodness. So, I see some of you got you got leftovers, you ate, and you're happy, you're full and happy. You got your dessert on. You got a drink on, you got your evening on, your weekend on, and ready, here, Cowhands, huh? Thank you so much for being here. We're glad to be here. We saw winter just come right through, didn't it? What the? What is this? Oh, that's right. I'm not in Texas anymore. That's what this is. Yeah? We're heading to Chicago tomorrow, so. Yeah.
Along the way.
It'll be colder there.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I brought a nice coat. I'm good. Actually, Samantha and I, we share the same coat. She just stands close to me, and I am her coat. That's how it works for us. So I've got a new CD that Michelle Indegiocello produced. Yeah, we have that here, and I'll be signing after the set. I'd love to just be able to say hi to you and get a chance to you know, see your eyes. You know, I can't see you. I don't have my contacts in here right now. I know you're out there, so you gotta let me know you're out there. But yeah, we had a good time with this CD. I call it Promise of a Brand New Day, and we want to do I want to do a few songs from it. This is one that I wrote called Singing the Blues. This is my tribute to the blues and what it means to me. And I hope you guys enjoy it, all right?
All right.
Okay. Thank you. I grew up listening to a lot of blues and a lot of gospel in the house, too. My mother had one of those console stereos. They still have those. You can still find them somewhere. Somebody's got one in a storage unit somewhere. I know you do. You know, you had the record player, and remember the 8-track player, and the radio. Oh, yeah, and you had the little thing, you know, you put, you had the 45s, and you lose that little thing that goes in the middle. What is that thing? Yeah, it's going to be, you lose that thing, you're in trouble when you put your 45s, right? Yeah. It was my job to dust that sucker every Saturday. And I always make sure I got that done so I can watch me some Soul Train. Yes, yes, yes. I had my priorities. But I grew up with a lot of gospel. My mother had a lot of Sam Cooke and Johnny Taylor. And she loved her soul. Bobby Womack, she loved all that. A lot of the music that came out of the Muscle Shoals, you know, the Staple Singers and all of that. Woo! I used to love watching my mother put her records on. She had this little special cloth. She cleaned the records, you know, cleaned the vinyl. And you had to get on the dust. And then you place it on, and it's just... Yeah, and you hear little Staple Singers come in, and oh, and then his fingers start, starts popping up fingers. Yeah. I love to see my mother happy. She was always happy standing in front of that stereo. And my dad, he liked the blues. And one of the things my dad would do for me, he would make tapes for me. Of people that he liked in the blues, Lightning Hopkins and Muddy Waters, and the thing is that he wouldn't just make a tape. He'd have one tape recorder playing to another tape recorder. My dad, special. And then and he's in the kitchen and he's got one playing and the other's recording. But then he played DJ. He want to introduce every song, right? Not good. It was not pretty, not pretty at all. So you hear him, and he would DJ. He would introduce the song. This was a good one, baby. You gonna like this one? And he's trying to move his beer out of the way while he's and then you'd hear the water go on in the sink. You know, everything going on in the kitchen. And then he'd get real full after a couple of bulls. He liked that Schlitz malt liquor. Malt liquor. He'd come back after about 5-6 songs, and you hear him in the middle of the song. Woo! Yeah, baby! Woo! So that's how I learned the blues, with my dad right in the middle of it. But, one of my favorites was Mississippi John Hurt. I want to do one that he wrote. He called it Richland Women Blues. And I think we got a little mandolin action. We may have some spoon action happening here. All kinds of fun stuff coming. We're going to sit on my front porch for a while in East Texas. Can we do that? Yeah. Richland Women Blues. Just send this out to Miss Jessie Mayhem Peel. I know you're listening somewhere, Mama. Down more spoons back there. So we're sitting in East Texas right about now. We're on the front porch. We're going to move to the back porch for a while. I grew up with a lot of country, too, y'all. We got our boots on. This is our two-step and blues right here. I call this one Small Town Blues. Song to the new CD. I wrote this one on Juneteenth last year, and I call it Brand New Day. And it came to me when I was thinking about my big mama, my grandma, who I am named after. It's kind of interesting. Her first name was Ruthie, but she never liked it. She never used it. And so I guess it was up to me to make sure that it got around. I'm okay with it. This is for my big mama. Mm-hmm. I wrote it in the style of Odetta. You know, she used to do these songs that would move you, and it's like a few of them were like field house. And so I wanted to get that feel in this song, and to go back to that time where the sisters were sitting in the A-Man corner, and they kept time for you with those high heel shoes and the wood floor. The next one is written by Patty Griffin, and I love the way she writes. Yeah, beautiful song. Like you were waiting on it, huh? We don't usually do this one, but I wanted to hear this one tonight. Yeah, relationship song. Hey. There's a little something she called When It Don't Come Easy. This is on This is on one of the CDs. You might be here. Yeah, we've got three different ones. So, and one was actually recorded live at Antone's in Austin, Texas. It's not just a CD. There's a DVD in there, too, so you get a chance to see the entire concert. So check that one out. That one's for sale over there, too. I think this one might be on. Chance to hang out with a lot of folks I mentioned earlier, but Los Lobos, they were hanging out there too. I know. Too cool for school they are. I love how they Los Lobos, they're kind of cool. They travel around in packs. They're everywhere together. It's cool to see. But this is one of the tunes. Actually, Louis Perez wrote this one, and I got a chance to meet him standing on the Lido deck, dipping in the potatoes, and there he was. He says, "I wrote the song that you recorded." I went, "No, you didn't." And he says, "Yeah, I'm Louis Perez." "I guess you did." Hello. We had a moment. Yeah, we met on the ocean. It's a beautiful thing. So we got a chance to hear us do this one. We want you guys to have a chance to hear us do his song called This Time.
Chingawa, so you do our song better than we do.
compliment, right?
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're just too cool for school, man. You see them walking around the boat, you hear the soundtrack and everything. The shades and that slick back here. I love it. Soundtrack. So here's a little something else from the new CD. You guys okay? You getting everything you need?
Yeah.
It's still there. Oh, good. It's still there. All right, we didn't lose you yet. Here's a little something I wrote on the new CD. You know, I love the gosh, it's like that O.B. Wright sound and the Sam Cooke sound. You know, I grew up with a lot of that. So I tried to capture some of that in this tune called My Kind of Lover. Thank you.
I want to move over to. I want to shock you guys a little bit. A little Johnny Cash right here. Some of you may have heard this. This is my version of a June Carter Cash. Actually wrote the song "Ring of Fire." We want to do for you.
Yeah.
What's something different? I know. You keep going. What? That's right, Dre, my sister from Texas, gonna throw some Ring of Fire on me. That's right. Yeah. Woo! So, yeah.
Love is a
keeping steady. Scotty, you know, we're glad to have Scotty with us. He has his own career and everything. You know, Scotty does his own thing, and I'm very, very lucky to have. We actually just invited you out on the. You had plans, and you changed them to come out with us on this tour. So thank you for doing that.
It's not true. I actually hid in the back of the van.
We kidnapped Scotty from Canada. Yeah.
I still think I'm up there, eh?
We call it the Overground Railroad. We had the Underground Railroad. We had the Overground Railroad where we smuggled a white guy into Canada.
There's a little something that's on the new CD. Actually, sent a letter out to Mavis, the Staples Singers sung this one, and sent a letter out to Mavis to get her blessing, and she sent her blessing along with a message to me. She says, you tell Miss Booty she sure picked a good one. Just like that. So we want to do for you the ghetto. If you ever live in the ghetto, maybe
is the only place for you.
said one more time, that won't be she's okay with that version.
Oh yeah.
Guys, you guys are awesome, man. You're kind of quiet, but that's all right.
That's the way it is here.
That's the way it is.
We like to listen.
You listen. I
like it.
You're on yourself.
So we have definitely been taken care of here at Counting Hands. I want to say thanks to the folks here. And they're taking care of you tonight, too. Please do take care of your ladies and waitresses. Say thanks to Christine, and we've got Pete back here on sound. Thank you, darling.
Sad
is back there on CDs. Hey, honey. I'm going to be back there signing. Thanks for taking care of us. Going to be back there signing and hugging some necks and kissing babies and all that. I'll kiss you. It's all good. Somebody's having a birthday here. Floyd. Happy birthday. You having a birthday next week?
Eight.
What is that, honey?
I'm the oldest.
Oldest?
Oldest man.
All right, then. How old, I should say, how young? 87. Happy birthday, darling. Happy birthday. I sure appreciate you being here. It's good to be anywhere right now these days. Right? Yes,
sir.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
So, I want to do something that I wrote, and let's see. I want to do this one. This is a song I call it. Might not be right for the world, but it's all right for this girl. My attitude song. All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me turn up for my attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody likes to talk, but they
tune, guys. We want to say thank you again for coming out.
Yeah, we do love you because you are listening. I like that.
Love it. Do have us back again here. We would love to come back through. Out. Somebody's having a second anniversary. Melinda and Larry, are you here?
22nd.
That's a difference.
Yeah, you bet.
Well, that's all right then. Good on you. We're going to do this one for you. It's about a real love, it's about a real love, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
happy birthday to the floor. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Floyd. Happy birthday to
you. Yeah. Thank you so much for this evening. This has meant so much to us. We'll see you at the CD table. Thank you.